Oh, excuse me. I started this off fucking choking. Sorry, that was a piece of pepperoni that almost killed me real quick, but I'm alive. Welcome to Ghost Ninja Raccoon. It's Creepy Crystal coming in, about to tell y'all about this movie I'm fixing to watch. I'm probably just going to do this in a couple of segments unless shit happened and I need to tell y'all about it and then I need to record it because I'm going to forget once I get to the end. Whatever. Y'all don't know. I'm just starting this shit. Whatever. Anywho, I'm going to watch a scary movie and then I'm going to tell y'all about it in 20 minutes or less. So you don't have to watch it. You can watch it if you want to, but you don't have to. You can just listen to me tell you about it and you pretty much going to know all the important shit that happened. I'm going to forget some details, but they're not important details. So don't fucking worry about that shit. This is a very adult podcast. I'm going to be using all kinds of inappropriate language and all kinds of non-politically correct verbiage and terminology. So if you are super fucking sensitive, don't listen to this shit because you're not going to like it. Also, if you don't like dumb horror movies, you probably won't like it either. Or at least if you don't like hearing somebody tell you about dumb horror movies, then you won't like it. I don't care, listen to it or not, but don't leave me no fucking mean comments because I don't want to hear that shit. I do want to hear suggestions on other movies I could watch, which you can send to my email at ghostninjaraccoon@gmail.com. Raccoon got two C's, y'all. Just, you know, I have fucked it up a couple times. Anyway, so today I'm about to watch X Giant. And what made me decide to watch it, because one of my other podcasts that I listen to, The Horror Show, they watched it. And for those ones, which, you know, it's like an hour or whatever, I feel like you need to watch it because they're really going to go into the movie in depth. This is kind of like cliff notes from scary movies, Chris notes. So I'm really just telling you to fuck about it. I mean, in my way, but watch this shit if you want to. So I'm watching X Giant. It's from 2013. You want to know what it's about? Here it is. Young adults at a first-time offenders boot camp discover the legend of the giant lumberjack Paul Bunyan is real, but is much more horrifying than they could have imagined. I'm sorry, I ain't got my glasses on. Paul Bunyan is real and he about to fuck some kids up. I should tell y'all I have already watched like the first 5 minutes because I started watching it yesterday, and but then I fell asleep. Not because it was boring, because it was late and I had to go to real work. So the first 5 minutes like started in like the 1800s, and it's like some old fucking, you know, 1800 shit. They on a settlement, or I don't know what the fuck you called that shit in the 1800s. And one dude is like tending some meat. I should tell y'all it's also the winter time. So he's tending some sort of animal on some sort of meat type of spigot thing shit. And he's like, oh yeah, the food will be ready in a minute, but there's no fucking fire. It's fucking cold because everybody's got on coats. There's snow on the ground. And he's like, oh yeah, this meat's almost ready. I'm like, what do you mean it's almost ready? How is the meat cooking? Where is it cooking from? Anyway, the one main dude is like, all right, y'all, I'll be right back. I'm about to go off in the woods. And I think he's about to take a shit because, you know, they ain't had bathrooms then. So he went into the woods to take a shit. And they're like about to get the meat ready. Everybody about to eat. The fucking colonial bitches is like, yep, let's colonialize this fucking meal. So the shit in colonial come back and everybody is fucking dead. And then it's a dude who kind of looked like Leatherface, but it's not a mask. It's like his real face, who is obviously Killer Paul Bunyan. Did he have a chainsaw? I can't remember. It's from yesterday. Whatever. He had some kind of weapon, or he was screaming crazily at the shitting dude. And, you know, they fight and get into a tussle. And then old timey Leatherface cut him up on a fucking rotating saw or buzz saw. You know, those stationary saws that got the blade that go real fast in a circle. He cut him the fuck on that. This movie is mostly CGI for the special effects, which I'm not a huge fan of if it's not like a monster. And I'm sure Axe Giant has a low budget, so the CGI shit was terrible. But the practical effects on Leatherface 2013 was not bad. So we'll see how the rest of this goes. Like I said, I might record the rest of it all in one fell swoop, or I might take some breaks. This when shit happened, and I gotta tell you about it before the fuck I forget. Anywho, this is Axe Giant, Ghost Ninja Raccoon, in about 20 minutes. I'm going to be back for my real self, but about 10 seconds for y'all. Okay, I was going to just like watch this whole thing and then come back and tell y'all about it, but I just had to just, because I be forgetting a part, y'all. I can't help it. I'm old. So, essentially, after the old timey shit happened, we come to this, it's like a camp for like bad teens, but like first time offenders, but for some serious fucking shit. The main douchebag is an adult douchebag. He's like the cops slash security at a camp. He about to scare these little motherfuckers straight. We got him, and then we got the little, like the lily white blonde, like, oh, I'm here to help the children. So we got asshole douchebag adult, and then we got lily white. And then for the kids, we got the black nerd. He stole like 12 million. I'm sorry, not 12 million. 11.5. The IRS likes to round shit up. We got that kid. We got, what was she, drunk driving girl, but she looked like she gonna be the virginal one, and she ain't been talking no shit, so she probably like the final girl. Teen douchebag dude, you know, teen douchebag, you all know him and love him. You don't love him, but you know him. Then we got slutty redhead and the other girl who's a brunette and pretty, but I don't think she's slutty. I can't remember her fucking crime. And then we got brunette. So we got redhead, brunette, black nerd, final girl, teen douchebag, adult douchebag, and lily white. They on their way up to this camp where they gonna reform these teens in a week. And essentially whatever their crime is like a sponge from their record. And they like, you know, drunk driving or robbery or some shit, but it's like their first big thing that happens. So they get up to the woods, adult douchebag being a fucking adult douchebag in the car. There's like a harbinger of danger on the road, except for he don't look creepy like harbingers usually do. He just look crazy, but not creepy. And he don't fucking say shit to nobody. He just like in the woods looking like, ooh, these people is coming. Like, he's essentially just a harbinger for fucking us. I mean, I imagine he gonna come in and talk to them at some point. So they get up to the cabin. It's like a little ranch style house in the woods and shit. The kids got to sleep outside in tents. But at some point, there is a scene of just like animals in the wood. In the woods. The forest. And this bear like trying to like raise up on these deer. And then something like grabbed the back of his neck and like fucking break it. And you kind of see little glimpses of it. It's fucking giant Paul Bunyan, you guys. Like, the original Paul Bunyan from the 1800s was just like a regular sized dude that fucking looked like Leatherface but with a real face. And they don't show the whole fucking Paul Bunyan, but they show enough of the Paul Bunyan for you to see his fucking giant. I guess this movie is called X Giant. So fucking giant Paul Bunyan, but it looks terrible. Like the terriblest. They might have made this movie for sci-fi and then tricked me into watching it. But I'm here now, so now I got to see it all the way fucking through. Giant Paul Bunyan's in it. I told you who the people was. Essentially, everybody about to get picked off one at a time. I'm predicting this movie was made in 2013, so Black Nerd might be like second to die. I would really hope for Teen Douchebag to be first, or really Adult Douchebag. And then Nondescript Brunette Girl, I don't even know what her shit is or why the fuck she here, what she do. But we're going to find that all out in a minute. I'm going to try to watch the rest of this without having to pop back in. But if something ridiculous happens, I might have to pop back in. Because I, like I said, I'm old and I am forgetful. So there. All right, I'm back, guys. So, you know, they pitching a tent and shit. They decide they're going to go on a hike the next day. Well, adult douchebag, like, we going on a hike. Y'all about to get some fucking nature and shit. You know, he going to work them half to death. On the way, before they leave, Lily White's like, because he's got a gun, like, hey, can you leave that behind? Because you're already intimidating enough to the kids. Which, of course, is a bad sign because they're going out in the woods with a fucking giant Paul Bunyan. And Lily White made him leave the gun, which means Paul Bunyan's probably going to come and fucking kill everybody. Guess what? That's what the fuck happens. Not everybody, but he kills some folks. So they do the hike and shit. Halfway through the hike on a break, Douchebag teen is like, I'm about to leave. This is some bullshit. He run off. Nerd black, like, follow him. And he take a horn that is, like, on a skeleton. I guess it's supposed to be, like, Paul Bunyan's ox babe. So, teen white take a fucking souvenir. PSA. White people. Any people, but really white people, when you go like on a trip or something or an excavation or some sort of excursion, you don't have to take something back every time. You can take something back that you got at the gift store, okay? But don't take something back like from nature or an artifact or something that might be cherished by a giant crazy person that lives in the woods. Because teen white takes the horn of the dead ox, and giant Paul Bunyan goes crazy. Now he's fucking looking for it. And maybe had he not taken the fucking horn, giant fucking Paul Bunyan wouldn't be looking for them and then kill people in like a few minutes after he fucking take it. So anyway, PSA over. That was mine, the more you know, but I did it all wrong. Whatever the case. The kids, you know, they resume their hike. They get almost back, so they kind of taking a break, and then they hear like this noise, because when giant Paul Bunyan find out that part of babe's horns is gone, he lose his shit, and he like giant crying in the woods and shit. They're like, what the fuck is that? Is that a mountain lion? And one final girl's like, that doesn't sound like a mountain lion. Anyway, he started walking up on them. They all hear this except for Slutty Redhead, who, by the way, also her and Douchebag Teen was trying to fuck the first night, and then Lily White was like, y'all know y'all gonna get in trouble, quit fucking. Anyway, of course, Lily White ruining the fun. So she on her phone texting and shit, and fucking Paul Bunyan come up behind this bitch, and she look up like, what? Don't nobody say shit to her. Like, they see this creature, fucking Paul Bunyan, they hear it walking up. No one's like, you should probably move. They're all just like, what the fuck is that? No one's running. They easily had about a minute worth of time that they're just hanging out while this terrible noise is happening and nothing's going on. So he walk up on redhead slut, and they don't tell her to run until he raises the fucking axe in the air, right? Of course, it's too late. Slices his bitch in half with an axe. Clean down the middle. Cut right in half. Now they run. Paul Bunyan throws a branch at a nondescript brunette. She falls down. She doesn't die, but she falls down. They go back. They get her. They're running. Douchebag adult, Lily White, final girl, they're together. After he knocks down nondescript brunette, douchebag adult goes for his gun, but Lily White made him leave it at home. So douchebag adult gets chopped in half, sideways, horizontally, not vertically. Redhead slut got chopped in half vertically, but douchebag adult got chopped in half horizontally. So he was not immediately dead. He's talking, okay? His entrails are all out. His legs are on the other fucking side. And he's talking like, get out of here, Lily White. Save the kids. Like, why is she even leaning down talking to him? As soon as he would have had to get fucking chopped in half. We would have been gone. At least I would have been gone. And none of them is even running like they're running for their fucking lives. They're running like they're still on a fucking nature hike. Like, y'all just saw this fucking giant Paul Bunyan about to kill y'all. Anyway, they're running. Eventually they make it back to the cabin. I don't know what the cabin's supposed to do. They trying to get, they like, what the fuck we gonna do? Douchebag teen is like talking shit to Lily White, like, who put you the fuck in charge? I'd be like, look, douchebag teen, you need to sit the fuck down, because had you not taken fucking babe's horn, we wouldn't be in this mess in the first place. It's often the fault of the douchebag that killing fucking happens. Anywho, in this case, though, had Lily White let adult douchebag bring his fucking gun, he at least could have shot giant Paul Bunyan a couple of times. I don't know if it would have killed him, because he's a fucking giant, but they would have had a better chance than the fuck they had. Also, giant Paul Bunyan just stepped on adult douchebag and just smashed him to pieces. Also, another also, John Paul Bunyan, while, you know, in air quotes film, he's gianter than everyone else. It really is just a regular actor and fucking terrible. Originally in the 1800s, I said the prosthetics, you know, they had looked good, but they had looked good for 1800s. For 2000s, they looked terrible. And he got like a little Paul Bunyan suit on and his makeup on and his face and shit. It's really not that good. It's not. And then they just, you know, make it look giant. But it's just a regular actor dude. It's not a CGI Paul Bunyan at all, actually. Which, considering how terrible it is, maybe CGI Paul Bunyan would have been better. You know, the slicing in half and all that shit is CGI. But Paul's just a regular dude in a fucking costume in big size. He's not that great. So now they're black nerds like, I'm going to fucking hotwire the car because, of course, adult douchebag had the keys and he got smushed in the woods, so he ain't got them now. So he going to hotwire the car and they're going to try to get the fuck out of here. We got nondescript brunette is still left, Lily White, final girl, teen douchebag, and black nerd. I'm predicting black nerd about to bite it next because he like, I'll hotwire the car. Then probably nondescript brunette, then probably teen douchebag, and Lily White and final girl might make it to the end. But in all honesty, Paul could kill everybody. I mean, I don't know how they gonna figure out how to fucking kill a giant Paul Bunyan. Like, it ain't no mythos or legend that they talked about where, like, or maybe they did and I wasn't paying attention. I don't know, but that is my prediction of who gonna die next. We gonna find out. Y'all gonna find out in about 10 seconds. I'ma find out in about 20 minutes. All right, I was going to, again, try to make it to the end, but this shit is ridiculous. So, of course, Black Nerd was not able to fucking start the car. What good is being a nerd if you don't can't start the car? So, public service announcement number two in this particular episode. Everybody, you know how to fucking hotwire a car. You never know when a giant fucking monster is going to be trying to kill you. You don't have the keys because they got crushed by fucking adult asshole back in the woods. And you need to get the fuck out of Dodge. Learn how to hotwire a car. Including myself. Okay. So, they don't start it. And Harbinger, who is like some creepy dude that live in the woods, he come in and he essentially not telling them the story of fucking Paul Bunyan. Turns out, back in the 1800s, some new woman come to town, already pregnant, hook up with some dude, last name Bunyan. She give birth to this baby. The doctor like, this baby gonna be incredible, bitch. It's gonna be big. It's gonna live long. It's gonna be strong. It's gonna be the biggest, best baby ever. So, the biggest, best baby ever. It's fucking Paul Bunyan. When he was like six, he's like 6 feet tall. Tall, big as everybody. Best fucking lumberjack. Lumberjacking all the fuck around. So in the 1800s, that killing and shit, double turns out, Paul had a friend, Babe the Blue Fucking Ox. That was like his, that was his boy that he used to kick it with. And because of all the lumberjacking that been happening, cutting down all the fucking trees to build houses, all the animals ran away. So the colonial people was like, they seen Babe, they killed him. That animal they was roasting in the beginning was fucking Paul Bunyan's ox. It was cold though. It was like snow. Okay, they had snow on themselves, but no one was breathing smoke. Why did they have to make it in the snow? Like, they could have just made it in the wintertime. There was no reason for them to have to make it like a wintertime scene for that part. Because the rest of this shit happened in like the spring or summer. Anyway, they fucking killed Babe. They was roasting him. They was eating him. Paul saw them eating his fucking ox. Went crazy. Killed everybody. The town was like, nah, your six-year-old giant son gotta fucking go. They chained him up, threw him in a mine, and blew the fucking mine up. But he escaped. Of course. Broke out the back. Went into the mountains, made like a shrine to fucking Babe, and then just been living in the mountains, big as fuck, for all of these years. The only reason he went apeshit nuts is because fucking teenage douchebag stole part of the shrine. So the Harbinger was like, this is pretty much y'all fault because y'all fucked up Paul's shrine to his friend Babe, and now he about to kill y'all. That was it. that was the story of what happened in the beginning. Explained. Essentially, they trapped in the little cabin because, Paul took the van. And I don't know what the fuck he did with it. He just took it. Giant axe, Paul Bunyan. Also, I understand that Paul was a giant because it was just genetic. So said the doctors in the 1800s, even though I don't think they had access to, like, geneticism. But anywho, where'd he get the big-ass axe from, though? Like, he would have had to make the axe. He himself was a giant who grew to giantism, and he has an adequately sized axe. Where did he get that from? That's all I'm saying. They don't have giant stores. He also lives in the woods, in a mine, and nothing in his mine house say he got axe making tools. That's all I'm saying. Full disclosure, I kind of checked out on the last 30 minutes. It was pretty ridiculous. Paul came back. Okay, I kind of remember. Teenage douchebag ran outside with the horn after the Harbinger had told him what happened. He threw the horn off into the woods. Like, here you go, motherfucking giant Paul. Here go your shit back. Paul threw it back and it's stabbed a teenage douchebag in the chest, and then Paul came and took him off. Then the final girl's dad came. He also happens to be the sheriff. I should have mentioned that earlier, but I didn't. He came and shot Paul up a couple times. They like drove off. Then some shit happened. Paul killed nondescript brunette, and then a black nerd got like all like mad about it, but then, you know, he went on and they ran off, and then the Harbinger was like, y'all can't leave. Paul got to kill y'all because he mad, and once he kill y'all, he'll be straight and he'll leave the rest of us alone. So black nerd for some reason like decide he gonna try to get all up in Harbinger's face. The Harbinger has a shotgun, mind you. Him and the sheriff is in like a shotgun standoff. Harbinger shoot Black Nerd. Black Nerd die. I was momentarily like, is Black Nerd gonna make it? And then he didn't. Paul cut Harbinger's head off. Like, why you running so hard for this fool? He don't give a fuck about you. And he didn't, because he cut his head off. So, final girl, Lily White, final girl, dad, the sheriff, is running. Sorry, my son ruined that. Anyway, Black Nerd get killed. Paul cut off Harbinger's head. They drive him through the woods. They get in a car accident. They run across the bridge. I think at some point the sheriff had told all the townspeople to get their guns and shit. Paul chased him on the bridge. All the townspeople come. They shoot him to death. Paul fall in the water. Die. It's over. That's it. The townspeople came. They killed Paul. But really, all of this had started because fucking douchebag team took some shit in the woods that didn't belong to him, that he did not need for any reason, just for shits and giggles. And then Paul, the giant axe killing dude, had to die. Like, he was just chilling in the woods, minding his own motherfucking business, not doing anything with anybody, not killing nobody. But then what happened? Douchebag team. So I contend that douchebags need to fucking beat it, because they're ruining it for everybody. The rest of us would be okay without douchebags. I'm just saying, Axe Giant was pretty terrible, you guys. The makeup on Paul Bunyan was great for the 1800s, but terrible for the 2000s. And the CGI was also awful. When he was holding nondescript brunette upside down, because he had picked her up and was holding her upside down. Oh, apparently, Final Girl looked just like his boo from when he was 6, back in the day, who he had a crush on. And because he was man size, he felt like it was appropriate for him to have a crush on somebody. But in real life, he was just 6, but he was just a giant. Anywho, found a girl looked just like her. So he picked this nondescript brunette up, like trying to see if it's her, and he looking at her. But for whatever reason, his Paul Bunyan vision is a little fucked up too, so it's all like crazy. And it's not her, that he get mad, then he throw her, and she falling, like throw her into a tree. That's how come black dude had got mad. But it don't matter, because Paul didn't even kill him. He got killed by Harbinger for being stupid. Like, he could have lived if he wasn't dumb. So I'm not even mad at the movie. I'm mad at him for being an idiot, and the writer who wrote him to be so fucking stupid. But that was it, y'all. That was terrible. I didn't really like it at all. I'm gonna give it no stars. I don't think there are any redeeming qualities. Like, I really felt bad for Paul the ex-giant. Like, he wasn't even doing nothing. Even in the beginning of the 1800s, they killed his ox. Like, he is a giant. He doesn't have any other friends. Why are you going to kill his ox? Again, it's not his fault that you guys have killed all the food. And so, now there's nothing to eat that you got to fucking kill the ox. Dudes, y'all need to get it together. Because of all of that, Paul had to die. None of them douchebags were fine dying. I mean, you know. Fake dying. They was douchebags. But that one girl, redhead slut, she didn't do nothing to nobody. She didn't have to get cut in half. And then, nondescript brunette, she was nondescript, but that doesn't mean that she deserved to die. She got thrown into a tree. That wasn't fair. I get it's no stars. I don't even think you should watch it. There's nothing worth it. Lily White and Final Girl make it to the end, and her dad and all the fucking townspeople. That was ex-giant. It was awful. Was it as bad as The Gate? It was worse than The Gate, because The Gate is old, and the special effects in that were way better than the special effects in ex-giant. And The Gate is from like the 80s. So I don't even know if I gave The Gate any stars. If I gave it one star, I might give it 2 stars after seeing ex-giant, which I still contend gets no stars. If The Gate got a half a star, then I'm just going to give it 1 star. I'm only giving it 2 stars if it had 1 star. But if it had 1 or less stars, it don't matter. The Gate was still trash, and ex-giant is more trash than The Gate. So whatever rating I gave The Gate, minus all of the stars, and give it to ex-giant. That's ex-giant, and that's me on Ghost Ninja Raccoon. Was garbage. I would never watch it again. Like, not even if it was on Chiller. If I had Chiller, which I don't, because I don't have cable. But if I had it, I wouldn't even watch it. I would just watch The Golden Girls and see it, because Sophia, Blanche, Rose, and Dorothy never disappoint. Ever. That's another episode of Ghost Ninja Raccoon. Ghost Ninja.